Hello again, everyone. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online from Jadwin Gym at Princeton, the site of this year's Ivy League tournament. The tournament gets underway in just a couple of hours with the spotlight on the women's semifinals. The men will get things rolling tomorrow. I am pleased beyond measure to be sitting down with Princeton head coach Mitch Henderson to get his thoughts as he prepares his team for tomorrow's game against the Penn Quakers. Thank you, Coach, for the chance to have this conversation.
My pleasure, George.
Before we talk about your team and your season, I must mention a subject that is, of course, sad for the entire Princeton basketball family. This past summer, we lost Pete Carrill. Right now, you are the last direct connection in the Princeton program to the Carrill era. Can you talk for a few minutes about his impact on your life and his impact on Princeton basketball?
Oh, boy. Well, I speak on behalf and with all of my teammates and those that played for Coach. I correspond pretty regularly with Chris Tomford, who we were sort of bookends with Coach Carrill. He was recruited by Van Bredekoff and then had Carrill at the end, and then I played for Coach Carrill and then played for Coach Carmody when Coach retired.
Chris Tomford was a classmate of mine, incidentally.
Yeah, well, he's a special guy, as we both know. And, I can't sum up Coach Carrill because, in just a few words, but I'll try. I feel very lucky to have been brought into the Princeton basketball family by Coach Carrill and then to be coached by him. You don't know what you're getting into when you step into Coach's world. He taught me everything I know as a player and almost everything I know as a coach, mostly how to think the game, how to think about it. What do you see? I didn't realize I was a good passer until I came here. And it was hard to play for him. It was challenging. But you became the best version of yourself. And it was basketball as a metaphor for life. This is what I take away from him. Then I had this opportunity with Coach, which is a big part of, for me, to spend the last 10 years of his life with him as the head coach here, and he would come to almost all the practices, and that was a very different experience with him. It was different than, when you played for him. And he was very encouraging to me as the head coach. Never, occasionally critical, but almost always willing to listen, also to give advice if I asked, to offer up what he sees, and then to engage with the current players. So at the Carrill Memorial event, there were several guys that had played for me that did not play for Coach Carrill that felt very connected to him. And of course, there's a through line from me to Coach that you've pointed out, but the way that I talk is often cited for Coach Carrill, even just now, free throws. These are free points, fellas. We got to get all of them, every one of them, He would say stuff like, he said so many things that my guys don't even realize that I'm saying the same things that he did. So we wear the bow tie patch on the uniforms this year in honoring of him. He would want the team to play well and to play well together. And we've been able to do that this season. And he loved championships. And I'm glad we were able to get one while we're wearing the patch this year.
Well, I feel very fortunate in my life to have known him for more than 50 years, and he was always kind and gracious to me when he didn't have to be. Thank you for that. In 2017, when you won an Ivy League championship and you rampaged through the league in the first tournament, you lost three great players from that team. The next year, you didn't get back into the tournament. It's the only time you've missed it. Well, the same thing happened last year when you lost three terrific players who transferred out to play a graduate year. And those guys shot more than 500 threes and made about 40% of them. But this season, not only did the Tigers make the tournament, you won another regular season championship. I think a case can be made that this was your best coaching job in your career, which is now stretching out over more than a decade. Mm. What do you think about that comment?
I appreciate you saying that. It means a lot to me. I've thought a lot about the 2017-18 season this last summer, going into this season, and thought, okay, like, you know, you learn a lot from what had happened, what happens in years before. It was a very difficult year for us. And then you're coming off of this great championship season. How do you do it again? And I thought we blended old and new very nicely this year. And we benefited from the arrival of, you know, the freshmen, Caden Pierce.
We're going to talk extensively about those.
Javian Lee, Devin Austin, and then Blake Peters really coming up big for us. You know, I think that... and then you've got Matalako, Ryan Langborg, and Tosan that really were the mainstays here. And their patience and humility and focus on the younger guys, allowing them to be the best version of themselves, that's what got it done for us this year.
Well, let's talk about some of those players. Tosan's numbers last year were otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he was the Ivy League Player of the Year. This year his numbers are down slightly, but he is obviously the engine that drives this team.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, he is so unselfish. And, you know, I was a point guard here, and I would have given anything to have the kind of season he had a year ago, even this year with his assists. You know, he got off to a bit of a slow start, and you have to look at, you know, first he had overcome some injuries in the summer, and then we were very different. You know, it wasn't the same cast of characters that we had had the year before. And so... he's adjusted all season, and he really is, like, I think, in my mind, player of the year in the league.
I might be sitting with the coach of the year, too, but I guess that's a different issue. We won't necessarily talk about that. In the vein of Pete Carril and the kind of player he would admire, I think the first guy that comes to mind is Matalako.
Yeah.
As we know, he gets... the toughest guy on the other team. What have his contributions meant to this team?
Right. I think a lot about, Coach said at one point about one of his former players that, you know, God blessed him when that kid showed up. And Matt is like that. He is, he just maximizes every single ounce of himself. And he is the best version of himself on the court. And Coach Carril would have absolutely loved him. We love him. I love him.
So do we. Yeah, so do the fans.
Yeah. He's. It's hard not to get behind who he is, and his will to win is extraordinary. You know, we are a gutty group, and Matt's right there at the top of that list. He really is a gritty player. He's filled with will to be his best version of himself.
I remember 4 years ago at the annual Friends of Basketball golf tournament, you said to me, George, I got a kid today coming in from Allentown. Wait till you see him.
Mm-hmm.
Keyshawn Kelman.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't get to see enough of Keyshawn because of injuries, but he's been able to stay on the floor this year. How would you describe his contributions to your efforts?
We asked Keyshawn to lose a lot of weight last spring and then, you know, really make a commitment to some of the things that we were asking him to do. And you know, he's done those things for us. You know, we are imperfect, and so is, I always say this about all the guys, like, you know, the expectations that Keyshawn sometimes put on himself are too high. We think he's just great when he plays solid and he plays tough, because he's a very different kind of a player in this league. Tosan and Keyshawn together we've adjusted to that over the course of the season. We're getting better at it now. But, you know, we play the Penn tomorrow, and Spinoza is a really tough cover. But Keyshawn can kind of do it, and that's what you need, a senior that knows his role within the organization. And so I'm pleased with where he's at.
You mentioned Blake Peters. You also have Zach Martini. I think of those two guys kind of in the same breath, because when they come into a game, they're usually pretty early off the bench. You know they're going to put up threes right away, mm-hmm. and they're going to make them. You got to be happy with those two kids.
Yeah, very, very happy. You know, I think that we're deep, and we've got confidence coming into the game. Between Zach and Blake and Xavier and Lee, there's a lot of, you know, and they're young, but confident. You know, you mentioned, you know, Zach, both Zach and Blake have played just terrific of late, in my opinion.